Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series. And now, Bill Jordan.
My bride, Mary Ann, was out of town with her sister and some female cousins. They had made the haul to the sunny Gulf Coast of Florida for a, as they refer to it, Girls Week. Or as I refer to it, time beside the sea of estrogen. Now, of course, we kept in touch via phone calls and texts and stuff, and she and they had an absolute blast. She was gone for 11 days. 11 days. And I think that is the longest time apart we have ever had during our marriage. I didn't know what on earth to do with myself. Somehow, some way, I managed to survive. I went to see a movie, all by myself. Baby Driver, by the way, a quirky one with Kevin Spacey. The script is almost lyrical, a very cool movie, very, very unique. I will be seeing that one again. At night, I watched movies that I had been wanting to see or see again. A couple of cowboy flicks, Tombstone and Open Range, love them both. The Godfather for the umpteenth time, Shawshank Redemption, Braveheart, and others. For 11 days, I left the toilet seat up. I ate over the kitchen sink. I grilled out steaks and Bubba Burgers. I played bad golf with a good friend. I met friends for a couple of lunches. I met another friend for dinner one night, and another for dinner on another night. That little get-together lasted 3 hours, found us talking under the lights in a parking lot. Now that is some good stuff. Around day 9, it occurred to me that maybe I should, maybe accomplish something. I had been dutifully watering some outside plants every evening and making sure the hummingbird feeders were replenished with fresh, sugary, watery goodness. In fact, I would take pictures of myself doing these activities and forward them to my bride to show that I was being, following directions and stuff. But time was running out, and I had only picked the hottest day of the year, or several days of the year, actually. Lawns mowed with both the rider and the push. Check. A couple of dead plants needed to be dug up and roots removed. Done. But the final piece, the grand finale, awaited. The screened-in porch's decking floor needed painting. I had promised her that I would do it. She told me not to worry about it, but I knew better. First, it needed to be prepped. Needed to be scraped and vacuumed. Scraped again and vacuumed again. I needed to sand it, but at that point I was running out of time and I was soaked in sweat, quite honestly. I recall the famous scene from the Andy Griffith Show when the outside freezer went on the fritz and Aunt Bee was getting a tad frantic. Andy pleaded with her, "Aunt Bee, call the man. Just call the man." But there was no time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. And I, by default, was the man. A situation in which, by the way, I don't often find myself. So I set about the task. With one knee pad, no idea where the other one went. It's not like I put them in the dryer and it disappeared like a sock. Along with a brush in hand, I meticulously covered the area in about, that took me about 4 hours. Now, I like to use a brush versus a roller because I think I can get everywhere I want to get, down in the little cracks and the nooks and the crannies and between the planks and stuff. And besides, when I'm painting, it turns into a combination of the Three Stooges and painting and imaginary conversations and Tai Chi and yoga. Hey, look, it ain't easy to stand on one foot while you bend down to dab a little spot that will complete your apparent task of painting yourself into a corner. Yeah, yeah. Now, when I had completed my task, I texted a picture to our daughter, not to Marianne, because I wanted to surprise her. She immediately called me and commended me on my fine work. "Did you use a roller, Dad?" "No, I used a brush." "Dad, why didn't you use a roller? It would have been so much easier." "I prefer the brush. It's quality work. It builds character." "Did Leonardo DiCaprio use a roller when he painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? I submit to you that he did not." "No, Dad. No, he didn't." Of course, it was Michelangelo who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. With a brush, I might add. But I'm sure that my accomplishment would be worthy of old Leonardo's praise. I'm the king of the porch!
Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series from Bill Jordan. New episodes available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.